Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Amir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Wednesday, the 27th of January. Starting off with All Active Asset Capital, one of the best performers of last year, and it just looks as though we need to get some sustained price action above 20 pence, which we're pretty close to, in order to deliver a fresh leg to the upside. Just how far the shares could go on a new leg through 20 pence is suggested by that October resistance line projection heading up towards 40 pence. And that could be seen as a target as soon as the end of March, if not sooner. Moving along to a stock which has a rather similar looking configuration to AAA, and maybe we'll see why in a second. There it is, DevClever. Here we've got a rising trend channel from November with the resistance line projection there heading towards 40 pence as well. Hopefully that could also be seen as soon as the end of March. Looking for a decent end of day close above that January resistance line at 21 pence in this case. Upside valid here while we hold above, at least while we hold above the 20-day moving average in an uptrend line from last month at 18 pence. A support also going down towards the 15 pence area, which was the initial January resistance there, but likely that 18 pence is the floor ahead of a 21 pence break and a 40 pence target. Next stock is one which I wasn't expecting to look at over the near term, but here it is, Big Dish. Nice hammer rebound yesterday off the 50-day moving average at 1.04 pence. Breaking a line of resistance, red line of resistance there from September around the 1.2 pence level, and an end of day close above 1.2 pence, a decent momentum trigger for traders. Be cautious on the shares, maybe you'd wait for an end of day close through December resistance at 1.4 pence, which is also, I suppose, last month's or this month's initial resistance area, but on its way above 1.2 pence and likely to have an initial target there at the 200-day moving average at 1.67 and up to that late September resistance line target of 2.2 is a best-case scenario by the end of next month. All of this valid while we hold above 1.2 pence, only back below the 50-day line at 1.04 pence, really killing the idea of very recovering. I suppose it's a third or fourth time lucky here at Big Dish in terms of the rally attempts that we've had since October. Moving on to a requested stock, Gene Tribe, which I covered at the weekend and seems to be going quite well at the moment after yesterday's slightly soggy day. We've got an inside day breakout with the end of day close or the break of the Monday peak at 56 pence. So end of day close at 56 pence plus would give us the hint of a move towards 70 to 75 pence, which is that November resistance line projection. Hopefully that could be hit over the next couple of weeks or less. And best case scenario here by the end of next month up to 95 pence and the 200-day moving average. At the moment, the upside very much in play while we hold above the 50-day moving average at 48 pence on an end-of-day close basis. So let's see how Gene Drive goes. On to the next stock here today, which is G-Tech, and just to show that the resistance line projections and all that sort of stuff does actually or can actually work. Here there was a resistance line there from August last year pointing to a target at 38 pence. That was hit earlier today. And that target was valid once we broke through the 25 pence, which was our initial target. So, as I said, these lines can work. And I suppose at the moment, really, might be too early to go for a new target here. But a retest of 38 pence could be on the cards while the longer we hold above the 30 pence area. Next level up above 38 pence would be up to 50 pence, which is a March 2020 resistance line projection, but that's valid at least while we hold above the low 30s, which was resistance on the way down in 2019. Moving along to another stock which has done rather well of late, and here we have It also, another stock which has also hit its target. This was the most optimistic of the targets that we put through from 2018, 1.4 pence, and that was hit intraday today. Don't think I'm going to go for a higher target at this stage because we've obviously come up a long way from over the last few sessions. But the upside value, at least, will be held above the 1 pence area, which was the opening zone for yesterday and today. On to another stock, which could be one for the bulls to latch on to over the near term. Here we've got IDE Group, which has had a bit of a bear trap below the 20-day moving average and also below the 200-day line at 1.95. While there's no end-of-day close back below the 200-day line, looking for at least a retest of the initial January resistance, just shy of 3.5 pence. Big picture target by the end of next month as high as 4.5 pence. The longer we hold above the 200-day moving average, if you're not in the stock, maybe a decent end-of-day close above 2.25 pence today or for the rest of the week could be a decent momentum trigger to keep an eye out for. Stock, which is probably the most interesting one of the day in terms of the technicals, is Live Company. Here you can see that we've had the shares in, had a rather miserable run for the shares over recent months, and culminating in that gap down that we had through support in December. What's interesting, though, since that gap down is the way that even though the share price went lower in January versus the December support, the RSI has been climbing since basically the end of last month. That bullish divergence is the kind of bullish divergence we actually saw recently at Gene Drive, so it could be the start or suggest the start of a recovery for the shares. End of day close through recent neckline resistance of 5 pence could be enough to give us a gap fill move towards 8 pence over the next few weeks. Best case scenario target maybe by the end of March, up to the top of the broadening triangle drawn from September at 12 pence plus. The only negative here would be if we made new lows back below 3.75 pence, which was the January support. Stock which was marked as one of the stocks for 2021, which briefly actually behaved that way, but we had Mode Global coming back down to test the initial lows towards 40 pence. End of day close today, though, back above the 50-day moving average, could be the sign that we're back in business for the bulls. So let's see if we can get a 45 pence plus close either today or later in the week. And if we can do that, then a partial or even a full retest of the 70 pence plus peak of January to date could be on the cards. Best case scenario target at the moment above the 50-day line is up to 80 pence, which is the top of a broadening triangle from October, and that would be for, I suppose, the end of March at the current rate of momentum and the way the shares are moving. Onto a stock which has been requested today, Orosur Mining. We had a bounce off that uptrend line from September earlier in the month, but recent days have seen the shares remain at or above the 20-day moving average at 25, and while there's no end of day close back below 25 pence, we're looking towards the top of an October trend channel as high as 45 pence, hopefully by the end of next month. If you're cautious on the shares, maybe an end of day close through 30 pence would be the right buy trigger on the stock on a technical basis. Just a couple of shares to go now. First one is Physiomics. Here we've got a decent looking consolidation for the shares after that trend line break from July in the middle of last month. Good price action here at or around the 20-day moving average at 7.68 pence, and an end of day close through the January resistance at 8.8 pence should be enough to get the shares back on the move for an initial 10 pence target, retesting last month's resistance, but maybe 20 pence by the end of March if we can get a decent weekly close through 10 pence over the next week or two. Stock which has been mooted as one of the next big movers on the microcap front, Sabin Technology. Here we had the gap down earlier this month. Probably what we need to do is have a decent end of day close through the 200-day moving average of 0.13. We can get that, and especially a weekly close through that over on Friday, then the shares could get on the move. Otherwise, wait for a break of that November resistance line at 0.17 and the 50-day moving average to then target the top of a broadening triangle from early October up to 0.35 pence, hopefully by the end of March. At this stage, anybody back below 0.1 pence, delaying the upside scenario. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.